英语听力模拟试题十一。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
What can we do that's free and fun?
We can go to the park. No, let's go to the History Museum. Every first Sunday of the month, admission is free. That's tomorrow. Let's go.
Happy birthday! I bought you the new Taylor Swift CD. I remember how much you loved her concert.
Thanks, but I already have her CD. I will give it to my sister. She will be so excited. It will take 10 hours to drive straight to Portland, or we could fly there in 2 hours. I don't see any other way to get to your mom's house by Saturday.
We could drive 5 hours and stop in Shasta, and then drive 5 more hours to Portland. This is my new favorite store. I got 5 shirts, 3 pairs of pants, and 2 belts for less than $100. And they are all designer clothes.
I found some great stuff, too. I can't believe how low the prices are. This purse was only $25, and it is real leather. Can you show me how to save a file on this computer?
Sure. Just click the tab that says File and hit Save. Your file should then be on the desktop.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有2至4个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有5秒钟的时间阅读各个小题，听完后各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话。回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Are you ready to visit Grandma in Springfield? She will be so happy to see you.
Yes.I just have to get the picture that I drew for her.
Great. Let's put it in this box so it stays nice and flat.
I used the colored pencils that she got me for my birthday to make it, too. She will be happy about that.
Yes, she will. She loves your artwork. I wish I had time to bake a cake.
She would have liked that. You are the best baker, Mom.
Are you ready to visit Grandma in Springfield? She will be so happy to see you.
Yes, I just have to get the picture that I drew for her.
Great, let's put it in this box so it stays nice and flat.
I used the colored pencils that she got me for my birthday to make it, too. She will be happy about that.
Yes, she will. She loves your artwork. I wish I had time to bake a cake.
She would have liked that. You are the best baker, Mom.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Tina, are you coming to band practice this week? Our show is this Friday, only 2 days away.
Yes, I'm coming tonight. I didn't come last week because my guitar was broken.
Did you fix your guitar? My sister has a new guitar you can probably borrow if your guitar is still broken.
Thanks, but I can only play music on my guitar because it's a left-handed guitar. It's for people who use their left hands for most things. I fixed my guitar on Monday night, but I haven't practiced for 3 weeks. I hope I remember how to play all our songs.
Why didn't you fix it sooner? We only have 2 days until our show.
I've been so busy this month. I have to work at the grocery store and watch my little sister until my mom comes home from work.
Tina, are you coming to band practice this week? Our show is this Friday, only 2 days away.
Yes, I'm coming tonight. I didn't come last week because my guitar was broken.
Did you fix your guitar? My sister has a new guitar you can probably borrow if your guitar is still broken.
Thanks, but I can only play music on my guitar because it's a left-handed guitar. It's for people who use their left hands for most things. I fixed my guitar on Monday night, but I haven't practiced for 3 weeks. I hope I remember how to play all our songs.
Why didn't you fix it sooner? We only have 2 days until our show.
I've been so busy this month. I have to work at the grocery store and watch my little sister until my mom comes home from work.
听下面一段对话，回答第11至第13三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi.Are you Don? I'm Lynn. I saw the advertisement you put on the internet about selling your car.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to meet you. Thanks for your interest. Here's my car. It's a 2006 Honda Civic. I took a lot of road trips in it. It is not perfect, but it is safe to drive and it has new tires. If you like it, you can pay for it and drive it home today.
Is anything broken?
The radio is broken and the heater is broken, but the air conditioner works well.
Oh, in the advertisement, you said everything worked well. I think you should lower the price because the radio and the heater are broken. If you don't lower the price, I don't think I want to buy it.
Sorry, but I'm not lowering the price. It's a very safe car, even if the radio is broken. Would you like to drive the car so you can see if you like it?
No, thank you. I am too worried something else is broken. The price is too high. Call me if you decide to lower the price. Hi, are you Don? I'm Lynn. I saw the advertisement you put on the internet about selling your car.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to meet you. Thanks for your interest. Here's my car. It's a 2006 Honda Civic.I took a lot of road trips in it. It is not perfect, but it is safe to drive, and it has new tires. If you like it, you can pay for it and drive it home today.
Is anything broken?
The radio is broken and the heater is broken, but the air conditioner works well.
Oh, in the advertisement, you said everything worked well. I think you should lower the price because the radio and the heater are broken. If you don't lower the price, I don't think I want to buy it.
Sorry, but I'm not lowering the price. It's a very safe car, even if the radio is broken. Would you like to drive the car so you can see if you like it?
No, thank you. I am too worried something else is broken. The price is too high. Call me if you decide to lower the price. My mom thinks that we should name the baby after her. What do you think?
I think your mom is a little too selfish. Plus, I don't really think Betty Betson sounds like a name I'd want to have.
Okay, I just had to ask. I didn't like the idea much either. I really love the name Laura, though.
That's nice, but I think we should give her a really strong name so she's tough. How about Helga or Josephine?
Those names make me think of unattractive women. Helga sounds like a lady who could carry me under her arm.
That's the idea. I don't want anyone thinking they can mess with my daughter. I want her to be able to stand up to people, especially any boys who might try to look at her.
I don't think a name has that much power, dear.
Okay, I see your point. I'll just have to take care of the boys myself. I know this baby is going to be beautiful.
That's right. Let's not give her an ugly name. How about something more elegant, like Victoria?
I like that.
My mom thinks that we should name the baby after her. What do you think?
I think your mom is a little too selfish. Plus, I don't really think Betty Betson sounds like a name I'd want to have.
Okay, I just had to ask. I didn't like the idea much either. I really love the name Laura, though.
That's nice, but I think we should give her a really strong name so she's tough. How about Helga or Josephine?
Those names make me think of unattractive women. Helga sounds like a lady who could carry me under her arm.
That's the idea. I don't want anyone thinking they can mess with my daughter. I want her to be able to stand up to people, especially any boys who might try to look at her.
I don't think a name has that much power, dear.
Okay, I see your point. I'll just have to take care of the boys myself. I know this baby is going to be beautiful.
That's right. Let's not give her an ugly name. How about something more elegant, like Victoria?
I like that. Nicholas Sparks is an American author and storyteller whose books have consistently been turned into major Hollywood films.
Although not all of his books were sold to Hollywood, all have been the New York Times bestsellers. He has sold over 97 million copies worldwide, with over 65 million of them within the United States alone. He lives with his family in North Carolina. He is also considered to be very generous with his money. In 2011, he created the Nicholas Sparks Foundation to make more opportunities available to children from poor families. He said, "Education is the gift that changed my life." His foundation, which he started with his wife, creates scholarships for children from low-income families in rural communities. He and his wife also founded the Epiphany School in New Bern, North Carolina. The school's main goal is to help students practice the values of respect, responsibility, service, and honesty on a daily basis. Sparks has had a very successful career, and he owes that to education. "The education I received growing up prepared me for the world I'd be facing in the future," the author said. Even though he is worth an estimated $75 million or so, Sparks seems to live the values he presents in his books and films. Nicholas Sparks is an American author and storyteller whose books have consistently been turned into major Hollywood films. Although not all of his books were sold to Hollywood, all have been the New York Times bestsellers. He has sold over 97 million copies worldwide, with over 65 million of them within the United States alone. He lives with his family in North Carolina. He is also considered to be very generous with his money. In 2011, he created the Nicholas Sparks Foundation to make more opportunities available to children from poor families. He said, "Education is the gift that changed my life." His foundation, which he started with his wife, creates scholarships for children from low-income families in rural communities. He and his wife also founded the Epiphany School in New Bern, North Carolina. The school's main goal is to help students practice the values of respect, responsibility, service, and honesty on a daily basis. Sparks has had a very successful career, and he owes that to education. "The education I received growing up prepared me for the world I'd be facing in the future," the author said. Even though he is worth an estimated $75 million or so, Sparks seems to live the values he presents in his books and films.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。